Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America! Yay! How y'all doing this morning? I know y'all be like, where y'all been? Okay? It's a new year! And we listen, this is our first show of the new year because we have been in transition. And we thank God for you praying for us and just waiting and anticipating. And I know you guys like, well, look how y'all come back. Okay? Y'all know how we do when we come back with a bang. Yes! We're so excited about today because it is the new year. We know it's not New Year's Day, but it's New Year's Day. So happy New Year! Still in the month of January, America, so, I mean, we want to keep this fresh and for everyone to know, really, it is New Year.
Yes, it is.
And even in February is a New Year, even in March. So, hey, don't be surprised if y'all see us rolling up together with these 2018s on, because we will continue to remind you that every day can be a new year.
Yes.
New season.
Yes.
New.
Yes.
So, Laura, today is the
day
that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And we are really glad about it.
Yes.
So, listen, y'all, I'm really trying to work this out. My peripheral is jacked up. I can't see nothing. So,
I want to say hi to my folks.
Please do.
Buenos días, America. ¿Cómo están todos mi familia? Les quiero dar gracias por esta mañana linda, preciosa. Que Dios nos. Y este es año nuevo, 2018, gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Quiero decir que somos nuevas personas, nuevo año, nuevo nosotros, ¿ok? Somos nuevos cada día. So, le pido a Dios que siga tocando a cada uno de ustedes, que los amo mucho. Gloria, gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And we do love you.
Te amo.
Te amo. Yes. Telling you, that's what why we're going to talk, because God wants to be in a brand new way,
yes,
to have brand new expectations in this new season. Because I'm telling you, it can be a new year, like it always is. It's 2018. It can be a new season. It's four seasons in the year. But we're talking about the supernatural kingdom season.
Yes.
Okay. But what about you? Are you brand new? Because everybody want to do that new stuff and still be the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's the spirit of insanity.
Yeah.
Thank God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
Okay? So in order to get the new stuff, you got to become new. Laura,
yes.
We're going to go to commercial,
yes,
on our blog show. So blog listeners, be right back. I'm looking over there like to see y'all. Okay, we'll be right back. And our Facebook family will be right here.
Let this be a lesson to you that you should not judge a book by its cover. This is a true story. Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished.
I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. Some people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me. No, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause my history,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy. Yeah.
No, this is wrong. Yeah. I'm trying to move on. Yeah. I'm better than I was.
Because God ain't through with me.
Is that all right if I'm real with you? Yeah.
Plenty more work to do.
Yes, it is.
God ain't through
with me.
They looking at you wrong.
Oh.
You tell them you evolve. You're better than you was. Cause God ain't through with me.
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet.
Plenty more work to do.
Just have a
patience.
Ooh, Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't have used
it. I feel that I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your shroud,
all the things that make me stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
Please don't take this wrong. I'm trying to move on. I'm better than I was. Cause God ain't through.
Said it's plenty more, plenty more.
Turn my life around.
free to call in. My blog show number, that's 646-668-2247. Because we would really like to hear what's really in your heart today concerning the new year. This, you, I mean, this is so funny. When I got y'all, hold it down and hear me. I don't put my laugh and leave the show. But I was to really mention this weekend. It's so awesome. The King Pay Worship Center. You guys are looking for an amazing place to fellowship. Come out and just get in the air. Okay, so I was thinking about how amazing God is and what is in my life. Because I just wake up and be amazed.
Woo!
And become less more, I would say, this girl is on fire. Yes. So we're on fire.
Yes, we are.
We are daughters of the Most High Love. Okay, so.
We know who we are.
Yes. I'm talking about how fabutastic the Lord is. Because he is. But one of the things that I kind of just came up out of me, I was just saying he's just super fantastic bubble flats. Okay? So that evening I went to dinner with my husband and I was like, honey, did you enjoy the word of the Lord today? He said, yeah. I said, well, what did you do? He said, bubble flats. Double Mint commercial with the twins. Y'all remember that? That's what you got right here. It's like that. You know,
double trouble for the devil.
Yes. So we're serving the enemy notice this morning.
Yes,
him and his
are.
Imps. Okay? So the power that we have. Yes. Who is that? Man? We're going to get to the word of the Lord today. So, Laura, are you ready for the scripture?
I'm so ready for God's letters with
fire! Yes.
The word of Dios que es.
Now, y'all know I know that. Do y'all know that? That comes up on me. And here's another thing before we go to the word. When I get up to Mr., just come out of me. You can ask Anthony, she'll tell you over here. Let me tell the people, listen, this is God's love letters, and it's fire. Yeah, that's what it is. So I love it, Lord. Thank you so much for transitioning. So listen, we're coming out of, is it 1 Peter? Yeah, 2 Peter.
2
Peter 1 and 5. So the word of the Lord
is, for this reason, make every effort to add virtue to your faith.
What you say.
And to your knowledge.
What you say. So listen, that's so amazing. So this is the anthem that I want to really let us get in position to face this amazing new year. Did you know that new year, the what I'm talking about? America. Really. So, it can be amazing, and it can even be brand new, but you got to get some brand new hope. Okay? And when you get brand new hope, that's what 2 Peter 1 and 5 is tonight. And can you say that more? God knows us in this year, it says, and besides this, given all diligence. So the main component of this word is saying, add virtue to your faith. What is virtue? Virtue is strength and substance. You got to get really into the place of understanding. You can't, some people have faith, they really do. I believe we all have faith because we're all dealt a measure, a D measure. That's what the word says. But what are you doing with your measure? Because we've already taught on that before. We may come back and teach on it again. But listen, when you have that, and that's what increases your hope, is when you have that faith and it's empty because you just hope in one day and hope in someday. Well, what about today? Because that's what, now this ain't even in the scripture, but here we go. Always. That's what Hebrews 11, when you read that word, it says now,
no.
comma, faith is us doing where we want to be and what we want. want to be doing. But what about today?
Yeah.
And what about now? So if you take scripture where it's talking about add, what is he saying? Add virtue, which is virtue is strength, substance, wholeness, weighty. You've got to add this to your faith. And when you do that, I'm telling you, you are unstoppable, America!
And that's why I have this saying, because I know God's love letters, which is fire, is life.
That's right.
I would say, every day I wake up saying, greater things are here.
Now! N-O-W! I mean, really, Laura, for doing it, because I even return, you know, that's why you say you got to care for the people you have with, because I be like doing the Laura Kelly. I got Lisa saying on the show this week on the Sharon Bronson show. Good morning, Sharon Bronson. I heard her say, I had a Laura Kelly moment. I'll be having Laura Kelly moments, which is we have those Jesus moments.
Yes,
because of who is in us. And it's fire, and it's power, and it's passion. I'm telling you, believe it or not, America, we wake up in the morning, as soon as our eyes open, and we wake up in the bed, we ready to slap the devil.
Yes.
Just like that,
that's
in our
right.
pajamas, whatever we have on, sleep in the eye,
all
of that. No, y'all know me, no lashes, I don't need some lashes. And as he just shut up at the
bottom of the bed. Another king.
Tom Rosey is in the house. Yay! Can y'all imagine? See, this is a new season. It's a new stuff going on, America. And you have to have a spirit of expectation.
Yes.
See, I
think
that my husband's going to show up. Okay? So, that happened. And when did it happen? Now! So, I'm telling you so much about the kingship thing at the Morning at the Mansion show. God is so good. He's so true. And I'm telling you, sometimes it may take a little longer than what we think.
Yes.
But really, it's right on time.
Yeah.
In the kingdom.
Yeah.
You
that's
know.
Why you have to be still and know that He's God and just trust Him no matter what.
Thank you.
And for me, faith is also spiritual growth because I was sick myself and my wife and I heard a pastor saying, and I myself had experience where I have friends or know people that from 20 years ago they're still doing the same thing, have the same struggles, doing the same stuff because they're not applying or don't have faith or they're not applying the word, there's no road. So I'm always like, oh Lord Jesus, you know, God has given us a lot of and a lot of things, but I'm still in the sense. So being faith is like and growing, it's very spiritual to me. Things that used to bother me don't bother me no more. The people do. I mean, there's transformation in my heart because I know as we allow God growth in the word and let God enter our hearts and Holy Spirit deals with us every day, then we draw closer to God.
Yeah,
we go, and that's what we would do. If you grow and trust God and apply His love, you're going to draw closer to God. And then He's going to give you that passion, the love. He's going to speak you to be blessed, to be a blessing, because there's so many hurting people in the world. There's so many hurting. And we all have a calling.
That's that brand new music.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about. It could be a whole lot of new stuff going on. And you're looking around, and that's what makes people become spectators, because we're looking around at everybody else to go and enjoy and receive and do all of that, but they want something to be able to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or be able to elevate. So what it is they woke up one day and they said, you know what, I'm no longer going to do or be those things that I used to do because I want something new.
Yeah.
You know, so y'all know, people probably been doing this for a long time. Since I've been live anyway. New Year resolution. What is that? No, really. If you just wake up and say, you know what, I'm not doing that no more. You ain't got to make no New Year's resolution, write all that stuff down. I mean, really, what are you going to do? And you have to have made up mind, have a desire to get the new thing, be the new, and get in the new position to be the new.
Yeah.
Because like we were saying earlier, if you want new stuff and you're doing the same stuff, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. So then people see us in a whole other dimension because you believe in half the truth. And we were ministering on this Sunday. And half the truth is still not the truth, and which is just straight up a lie.
Yeah.
So then we begin to live a lie And then I'm telling you, it's just a domino effect of all of the stuff that's not of God. Because God is true. And what the Holy Spirit does, it brings things into, you know what I'm saying?
And I love it when also people see the transformation, because my son, you know, I used to struggle with screaming. Every time I wanted to get something across my family, and finally God said, you're not going to get to them like that. You need to talk to them with love and do this, or sometimes don't say nothing. Just pray. And I finally started doing it, because I started in God. I'm going through his word and reading, and I started asking him for peace, and I was screaming. And it said the other day, Mom, God's giving you wisdom. This is my son telling me this, and I'm like, oh, thank you, son. So he's seeing the transformation, and now he's open to receive what I, you know.
Right.
Mom, so what do I do today? He never did. But I'm loving him and letting God pull it through his work, and then, but he's seeing the change in me. So people got to see the change in you.
That's
if you want
right.
to minister to
that's
them.
That's right.
Because
that's
if
right.
you're just pointing fingers and talking about them, they're not seeing a transformation.
And you have to go into that new place and do that daily. And just because we want to be more of spirit than the flesh. I was just with my husband about, you know, the flesh what it wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It want what it want when it want it, and you better get it. But if you allow yourself to flow into that because of spirit and wake that spirit man up, then that is going to dictate your behavior.
Yes.
Because not, that is when we become the puppet.
Yes.
And the thing, which is a mountain,
yes.
becomes the puppet master, and then you're like, what am I doing? How am I acting like that? What am I doing? I can't believe I'm doing that. You don't even see the invisible string.
Yes.
Now, we always teach on the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
and in the supernatural, the enemy's in it too.
Yes.
So he's trying to get up
yes.
in there to keep
yes.
you, you know, where you're bound,
yes.
you know, but I'm telling you, when you get into the spirit, yes. you hear God is into you,
yes.
and then
yes.
even somebody
Yes, we are.
We're not perfect people, so stop trying to be perfect.
Yes.
But we can strive for perfection.
That's right.
We really say, you know what, I'm just not doing it. No
And you know what, if you draw closer to God, the Holy Spirit will convict you.
Oh,
trust
yes,
me. Look, there's times when thoughts come to me, or maybe something came out of my mouth that was not pleasing to God, and right away Holy Spirit says, Laura, slap yourself. That was not of me. And, you know, just,
he slapped you.
And I go, oop, and I ask for forgiveness. Because, you know, that's not the moment. I'm still under confession. But I love it. I knew that was not of God. And sometimes I cry because I'm like, well, that was ugly of me, you know. But I love that because that means I'm drawing closer to him to please. I want to please God. Don't you want to please God?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all want
and
to please
I tell
God.
You, my place of redemption for 2015. Because y'all know I can talk. That's what God just gave that gift for we do. The real life was a gift. I messed up. So that
like
I,
me with my kids.
I arrived. I was like, oh my God. See, that was my first place of deliverance with my tongue. Because y'all know it's the smallest member of the body, but it's the biggest, you know?
Yes.
So it's rudder of life, and you have to speak love.
Yes.
And love, you know, because we be like the cut people. You know,
even
I'm a cutter. Deliverance
yes.
and setting me free. Then
mm-hmm.
again, I wanted it. I wanted to be delivered.
Yeah. You have to want.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to set free. I wanted to become new because he said, you know, we are new creatures in him.
Yes.
And, you know, we all want to live God and, and you know, confess him as our Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
But we have to walk it out.
Yeah, you have to apply the word of God too.
Because
if you don't apply this, it ain't happening.
Yeah.
It will not happen.
Yeah. And that's the only way to do it.
Yes,
and that's how the spirit
comes
and it lives
that's
in you.
Right.
Because it's alive and well. It's been it's been here forever. It was here when God showed up.
Right.
Okay? Because he said, let us. So who are you talking about? Him, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. That's who he's talking about. So I just thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
And I thank God for you, Laura Kelly, and all our spirit on there.
Yes.
And Emily and all of our blog listeners.
All of Amelia.
You listen.
Yes,
Kenya. Kenya, I've been missing you, girl. But I don't do what God called me to do. So I'll see you soon. So, we about our blog show. If we are, if not, I did our 100th podcast, but we're close up on it. So can you see that, Anthony, on that show? Where are we on our podcast? So we like in the 90s. I think 98 or 99. Hello. So we getting ready to have a Holy Ghost podcast party. Yes. So we're going to have a party. So y'all better get down to the studio if y'all want to be part of that. And we are going to celebrate like we always do.
Yes.
So what we're going to do is go to our commercial. Are we listening to some of that Byron? Absolutely. Byron, so y'all just read this amazing Wing of the Earth. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. January the 27th, 2018, at the King Satan Worship Center.
What the world needs is love. What it really needs. Jesus.
Oh, like a baby boy needs his mother's touch. Oh, like a band-aid when my fingers hurt. Oh, like shelter when the weather's rough. Oh, like a wedding man when you're suing love.
Like a flower you can rain.
Oh Lord, how I need ya. I need ya.
That we have to have them
nothing to do with that, you know. And when you get an attitude conducive of love,
yes,
connected to women who really do care about you,
yes,
that's really what it's all about. And connecting together, and we, you know, that's what the friction on coal is what makes that.
Yes.
So that's what we are. We're friction, and we're going to keep you shining.
Yes.
And then you leave them.
Yeah. And if you have a prayer like I did years ago, excuse me, I had a prayer. I told God, you know, I'm tired of people being surrounded by people that don't love God or are not serious about God. I want to be connected to people that love God, that they're about His kingdom come, His will being done. And I said, God, connect me. And I'm not asking, I'm expecting, but I'm tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
Same old, same old. But you want growth, you're going to have to be connected to others that are sold out, because iron for an iron is going to be growth. And I got what to say. And next thing you know, I'm at my twin sister, Sherry Bronson at the show, Anthony, and then all these beautiful women here. And he's connected to me, with me, Warrior. And they're no, we're under construction, but we're not where we used to be. We're being perfected every day. But, oh my God, there's been so growth in my, so much growth in my life because of all of you in my life, you know. And so God answered my prayers. So if you have a prayer like that, come to the conference.
Yeah.
Be connected.
Yeah.
And we're going to love on you, because the whole area at Keith Heaven Church, we're going to love on you. I promise you, we're going to love on you like never before.
It's so amazing because, you know, at the King's Haven, the King is really there.
Yeah.
So you have an expectation, don't meet the King.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Just be able to be not partaker of that event. So that is what we're doing in this season. We're doing like no other. We just welcome you guys to the conference, and feel free to come in, you know, be all you can be. Always come as you are, and
you
leave
are
with purpose.
Yes.
Leave with purpose.
Yes.
It's so important that you understand the depth of that.
Yes.
You know, and learn who you are. Tap into that reservoir and get what is for you right
now.
Right. So we're going to continue on. I just think it's such an amazing cocktail when you add virtue to your faith. It's a cocktail to elevate to the supernatural. And I'm telling you, a lot of people don't really know that they have the power and the authority to do that. But God gives it to us. So when you arrive into a new place, you just stand straight up. And then when you do, Christ is in you, and in return you're in. And that's what completes you. Really, that's a place of completion. And I just thank God for that, because that's where the strength comes from. That's where that radical love, behavior, just, you know, we know it. Hello, America. We know we got the box.
Yeah.
Don't nobody have to tell us. But I remember that I used to try to tone down who I was, to advance myself. I love people, and rebuke me for that. He said, stop doing that, because I made you specifically for who you are.
That's right.
He really did.
That's
he told
right.
me that, and I started doing that, and things opened up in my life.
Yes.
They opened up, and, you know, it was effortless.
Yes.
You know, you just have to, it's where he must just really run with you and sold out.
Yes, and people used to tell me all the time, and I was cutting them down too, because they told me, people would say, you high on drugs, you smoke something, because I'm just, God told me, and I have God's love, and I'm a morning person. And say, yeah, I'm high, Jesus, I might have been, but today I'm high. He did deliver me from that.
Yes,
but today I'm high with Jesus, because I know who I am now, and I'm high with Him every day. And then at some point, and Holy Spirit, no, be who I call you to be.
That's it.
Be
so
free, because
say?
Where there's spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
There's liberty.
Love, there's joy. There's everything.
So I'm wondering now, if the Lord talked to her, when He was talking to me. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm sure He was, because that's why we twins.
Yeah.
Okay? And we really are. And I know when we go up and say that, people look at us like, yeah, we really are. Yes, we are. But then they be present for 5 minutes. Like, okay,
my daughter told me, Jasmine, when she met me, she goes, oh, yeah, you're my mom. And you know, she's quiet, right?
Yeah.
She's like,
we ain't playing. We ain't playing America. Okay? So even though we made that announcement and the end, and we just want to continue to encourage America, it is a new year. So we do have a new year. But guess what? It's a new season, too.
Yes.
So happy new season.
Happy season.
And we welcome you into your season. Now, even if you know you're in a new season, we are going to impartation in a new week today.
Yes.
So for people to understand, so we're going to go to the book of Daniel so you can hear what God is saying. You ready, Lord? Did you get Daniel?
No.
Okay.
I just got that
well,
one.
For you. Right here, Lord. Okay. And you can read it from over her.
Right.
Daniel 2 and 21 is what we're reading from.
God's love letters,
which is fire!
And the season.
Hello.
He removeth him.
Come on.
And
set it them up.
Set it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the King version. Okay.
Yeah.
Set up king. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know
understanding. So one thing I love about the Word of God, He's telling us here. He's so amazing. I remember probably like last month or maybe a month and a half, I was kind of trying to make a major decision. It was major in America.
Yes.
Major.
Yes.
Okay. I was just, you know, listening to the Lord, and I said I was speaking about decision because when it's a kingdom decision,
yes.
That's a wrap.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
So, you know, I was asking him about it. If this is where you got, I really want to hear you. And he said, Marlo, if I can turn the heart of kings, I can turn the heart of a fool.
Any way you please.
Yeah. So, going to this word where God says what he do, he said now he changes the times and the season. So, God has changed the season of his season. It's all about kingdom people. And
yes.
If we're his people, we're in the new season. And we're in the new change. 2018 is so significant
yes.
for us because the new beginning, of course, mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
But he gives us new season.
Yes.
And that's what we're in.
Yes.
And we just want to make sure to the body of Christ
yes.
to the world today. So, and the seasons, he removeth kings. He'll remove them and he sets them.
That's right.
That's what he said. So this is a set up, kings
yes.
and queens.
Yes.
God went this on our behalf.
Yes.
So you got to know it. I mean, this is not made up. God's telling us this in Daniel 2.
Yes. And he was sending out a man because you acknowledging him, putting his word to action.
And listen, this is what's so beautiful about the word. And after he sets us up, he giveth wisdom,
yes.
okay, unto the wise.
Yes.
So we got to get wiser.
Yes.
We have to part
of the wisdom. Anytime the enemy messes with you, it's just a setup.
But that's all that is.
It's
a lot of people, they struggle with that.
Yes.
Because isn't that this week how people just give the enemy so much glory.
Yes.
Well, you know,
the enemy did this.
The devil did
that.
I mean, it's
the
like
enemy.
The song, I'm going to get a banjo. Nigga. The cat ate each other. People and when you start doing that, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
I've been telling you, and if you don't mess with them, check the off. It's set up. You know what? It's going to be a testimony.
That's it.
You're messing with the wrong person.
That's it. It's already passed, so go and pass.
I already know what the word
yeah.
is. I already know the answer.
Yeah.
So.
But the Lord is really blowing the trumpet on us, really
yes.
getting into a place of wisdom and
yes.
understanding.
Yeah.
So the key scripture to that as well that connects here is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It talks about lean not. So, yeah. In all your ways, not some of them, not a piece of them, all of them. And that's the issue. People don't want to render their all. We don't have that place of control,
mm-hmm.
and we really don't have no control. If he don't wake us up the next day, how gonna be doing?
That's right. That's right.
That's what you gotta really
That's
look
right.
at the depth of, and what God is saying to
yes.
us, Lord.
That's
you
right.
know, and if He tells us He makes us believe, He can remove
right.
him. That's what's in the Psalm.
Yes.
He removed him,
mm-hmm.
and guess what? Even when he still served, he already had chosen another king, which was David. He set it up,
mm-hmm.
new king.
Mm-hmm.
David didn't even know he was a king. But listen, you got to be being in position, tending to the sheep.
Yes.
You
yes.
got to be tending to the
yes.
sheep. You got to be
That's right.
and get in that quiet place to hear God, just like David did. He was separate himself from his brothers and all of that. And in the midst of that, he was really hearing God. God,
yes.
It was a setup.
Yes,
like
it's a setup.
He was setting him up, and he's trying
That's
to
right.
set us up, too. But what are you in the midst of? You got to get out of that drama this year. You can't keep bringing your
actions.
Yes, thank you. We're not doing that this year. And let people get mad at you because they don't really care about you now. But they're doing all that. And I was validated Joyce Meyer this week, too. You know, we really got to get serious about this and who we're connected to. Because you know how they say one bad apple spoils the whole bunch? Yeah, because I watched that tweet. I was like, now hold up. And then the apples in the pack, y'all.
Yeah.
I be checking them out because I was like,
right.
am I buying rotten apples? So
yeah.
I made sure that the apples was not. Then when I take them 3 days later, there's an apple that's fallen, and then this one, and they've been sitting in the center of my touch. So that's really, that is what's happening to us.
Yeah.
And we have to be really careful about the fruit that we're being connected to, because they're already contaminated in their minds and in their hearts. That's roll over. Just
yeah.
like we try to be contagious for one
yeah.
another, and we elevate the love of God, and we exemplarize and represent that. We, you know, but there have been times we have been there, that we exemplarize people, and that's saying, you know, I said that.
Yeah.
I did that. So we've
yeah.
got to get serious.
Yeah.
And this country. Yes! Remember that when we used to sing as kids, didn't know what to sing. No, we had some power. Okay? But God is good, but I love the Word of God where He challenges us to go up and
yeah.
hear what He is saying. And that's the place of revelation. So that's the thing, because you can read this Bible every day, all day. If you're not no revelation,
you're not applying it.
I'm telling you, that's what finds the wise. That's what makes wise. That's what we're talking about here. He gives wisdom to the wise. Your knowledge to the understanding.
Yes.
And I love that about Him. So we thank You, Father, for that.
Yes.
Today, for Your people,
yes.
that You chosen us
yes.
and set us apart,
yes.
you know, from the rest of the world. Because we're in the world, but we don't have to be
of
the world.
Right.
Yes, and you can really be an atmosphere changer, go
yes.
into any place, shit,
yes.
and before you know it, people are saying, it's just talking about you.
Yes.
But it's who is in you.
Yes.
So it's really not you. And a lot of people, that's a fine line. You got to be careful about that because people get puffed up in that place.
Yes.
You got to know it's not you. It's not about you.
That's right.
Because you are representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So we start show up, and you have to promises in this Bible. And you just pick your one.
Yes.
Just get one.
Yes.
But I'm going to try to get all these out. Come on. America, I don't know about y'all. I want all my promises because I'm like Steve Harvey. I don't want to show up in Hempsey Island Package.
Yes. That's, right.
that's never
that's
been
right.
up. Okay?
Right.
I'm going to open up all my mind.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
here, so when I'm here, I just look at it on my feet.
Yes.
I know God. And we can announce that in the room. It's so funny. This is the I hope it is. Okay, so begin to talk to me about being the believer. Okay? This is so hilarious. So, I go to church, and the shoes I had on, they glitter shoes. So awesome. So, it's so fun. So, the guy, at the time that we cleaned the church, he came to me, and he said, man, he said, I've been trying to vacuum all that glitter up.
Glowing everywhere.
And but that particular Sunday, the Lord told me, He says, everywhere you go, you're going to leave glitter.
Woo!
That's
what He
told
that.
Me.
I love
so
that.
So when the guy came after that, he was telling me, I've been I just been an ice spot trying to get all the glitter. where I sit right behind me with all of these bling. I was like, God, you are hilarious. It was like stones. Bling
yes.
Stones just
and,
all
and
behind
and
my
feet.
Look
at this morning. Look at this
and,
thing.
Yes. It's so funny. But listen, you believe it, America. You really got to believe it. And as crazy as that sounds, I know y'all think I'm out the box. Y'all just pray for me. Talk about America. Okay? As hilarious as that seems, it's really real. It's really real because I believe that the mom told me, and you too can be a leader everywhere
yes,
you go.
All of us.
Yes.
All of us
yes.
Want it.
Yes. Thank you for choosing us in this hour
yes.
To represent him and to represent the women and to represent the bling of the
yes.
Earth. Because when he began to tell us that we're far more than, and he said rubies and diamonds, so he's talking to the women. Then he's saying that we're the bling, because that's
yes.
What he's talking about, rubies and diamonds. So what? Hold up, wait a minute. What did you just say, God?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that a bling? That's the matrix. I had a matrix on my mind. And then we're having our second annual bling. Something you better hold on to
it,
and wrestle
right.
Those. I'm
that's
telling
right.
You, whether it's prophetic in the by the man or the woman of God, or whether it's just a person, because you know, different prophet. You know, you have to know, and then you got the prophets. Don't forget that, America. That's the false ones out there too. So yeah, so you have to know. But when people begin to speak things into your life, you have, God is already going to tell you first anyway. So that's going to confirmation. You know, when people come and tell you, people don't know nothing about you.
Yes.
God begins to speak to them about you so that he can confirm who he is in that moment and his word. So just be encouraged and know that. And we're so excited. And not only to make the worshiper, but we do have another lineup that's going to be there because he had some conflict with the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's okay because he'll be at the next or the next thing that we do. So we're so excited that Joy Alton is going to be there as a fun.
Yes, she does the flag.
She brings the flag and the
Holy Spirit. Oh my God. Okay.
She brings the thunder, though. She brings it. And
yes.
She is, I'm telling you, this is an amazing woman of God who has
yes.
An anointed ministry.
Yes.
And I just had to have her. I said, she comes by way of Houston, Texas.
Yes.
So she's coming all the way here to hang out with us at this conference
yes.
And minister.
Yes.
And then, of course,
awesome.
We have none other than our amazing brother in Christ. But, yes, and we're going to have a concert. So this is not just this kind of, he's going to come on, he's in Liberty, and I'm only, so I'm quoting you, Byron. He's going to bring a word, too.
Ooh,
he's going to have a place
yes.
To where God, he began to give, the, he's just going to be and give what God has given him for us at this time.
Yes.
So I'm excited, Laura. I'm excited. Yeah. She's a little calm right now. I don't know what's going on, so he's a little more than that. But I just wanted to take the time to once again and invite you guys out
yes.
Come and fellowship. We have all the women that are here are going to be there.
Yeah.
We're excited about it. And even though it's a women's home, we have men come.
Yes.
And, of course, our pop will be there.
Yes.
Very own. Say, what is the word that? Alma Bear. That's who she is. Auntie Michelle is really nice.
Yes.
She has so many facets to
yes.
Who she is.
Yes.
And she's like the bling of the earth. She like is an amazing designer.
Yes.
She is an amazing producer.
Yes.
She's an amazing Alma Bear.
Yes.
I mean, she is
she
technology.
Does
she does all the stuff. All this created. I mean, she's a dime.
Yes.
So we have a lot of those women that we're doing right.
That's right.
So we just want to thank God for each and every one of you, all the guys out there that are friends and family
yes.
That support us and that give us encouraging words. Thank you, Janelle. So amazing. We just love you and Susan. All of you women out there, Fairy, all of y'all.
Yes.
So I can't see y'all.
Shauna
Holton. Oh, Shauna, thank you, girl. You are my boo. She is. She is so awesome. And she's having an event coming up in
February, which is, she's an artist.
Yes.
I live.
Yes.
She's in a production of Dora. She's going to have some amazing stuff going on back here. So we're in a different location. We still own the property, but we are in the Mansions Boutique.
Yes.
So, my phone ain't working. I turn around, let y'all see some stuff, but mine is black. I mean, y'all might can see me. I don't know. So, can you turn around, Laura? Okay, so she got shoes on, stuff. We got jeans, shirts, some Blame the Earth shirts. We got some. Look at us in the audience!
Yes,
look at us in the audience today. Can you hear everybody? Yes! Yes, Anthony. Yes, yes. So, to God be the glory. Mornings at the Mansion Show. We're so excited.
New vision, new us.
New location. We're so excited. So we're doing it all new. We still the girls that's on fire. That ain't changed. Okay.
Woo!
But we're doing some new stuff and a new thing. We want to be brand new.
Yes.
So we're encouraging you to challenge yourself. What you say? Byron Holton? Byron! We're so excited for you being at this amazing conference. So these people, so listen, like Laura said, bring your money.
Bring your money.
So you can get some CDs. I mean,
yes.
The vendors are amazing. Custom-made jewelry, custom clothing, custom products. Bring your shirt. Yes. I'm telling you, sold out to Jesus still.
Yes.
We ain't going to let that go. Hello. Some morning at the Mansion.
And
Byron
is
going to
sing something about the name of Jesus.
Oh, Byron. She's going to put you on the spot, Byron.
I know that song.
Uh-oh. That's the party breakout. And y'all gonna think we didn't have the wine. But it's gonna be the brand new one.
Yes!
Okay, because he is the great I am. He really is. So I'm so excited. And it is something about the name that we call Jesus. And Byron referenced.
Yes.
So y'all have you listen, y'all come comfortable because we gonna dance. We gonna have a Holy Ghost party.
Hey, and nobody's shy. Come on.
Yeah.
When we're in the club.
Say, uh-oh.
Okay, I know I was shy.
Laura, we had sweat dripping everywhere. We had to curl if our makeup
right.
Came off.
Let's get it real.
Yeah,
now we're doing it for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's worth it to be praised.
He
Amen.
Is. And if you don't know how, just get next to Laura. She's going to show you how to do it.
Listen,
yeah, my some people. Look, Laura has to do some cartwheels. It's okay.
Yes,
because I'm telling you, especially when it comes to a word which is really organic, people don't have that's worship.
Yeah.
Because you bring all kinds of stuff. Be meat. Come on now, y'all.
That's right.
God said he'll rebuke the devourer. So,
right.
See, a lot of people don't like talking about money. Take money for things.
Yes.
It really
yes.
does. So, that's what we're going to bring our seeds and we're going to bring everything we have because it all belongs to God.
And you cannot give God.
You better know.
You don't need your money. He just obedience. Because if he could trust you with little, he will trust you with us.
He don't need your money.
Come on.
Yeah.
He just wants obedience.
Yeah,
that's why
like
I remember he says, test me.
Oh,
well,
God.
Let me tell you. Woo! You're good.
That.
He'll bless you spiritually, physically, financially. See, everybody
yeah.
wants to bless.
But they don't want to. What you
Come
say?
On. We got soul.
What you,
you
say?
Reap what you sow, okay?
And he gives seed to the sower. He does. So that is another message for another week.
When you stop, it multiplies.
It does. Because he is a God of multiplication.
Yes.
But we have to add. Like
so
he
if
said.
If you're not getting it, that means you're not,
yes. That's
you're not doing it.
That's but y'all be encouraged, though. Be encouraged in 2 Peter 5.
Yes.
Add some virtue
yes.
to your faith. Add some virtue to your change. Just add some and get more strength. You'll get more power.
Yes.
You'll get more anointing. I'm telling you, get more courage. You know, and some of that other stuff that's had you bound
yes.
will fall off of you.
That's right.
And then you'll take flight.
Yes.
And you know, you get connected to some more eagles.
Yes.
Come on, then. Come on. Because I'm telling you, we are on our way
yes.
to a whole new dimension. And we
right.
God trust us. Because he said, given much as required.
Yes.
And you know, you got to work. And I'm telling you, the bigger the devil, the bigger the devil, but the devil's little. They little. It's just a spirit that's going to keep you distracted and not in where God wants you to be, and you cannot allow him
because
he can only do that if you allow him.
You,
because he ain't got no power.
Yes.
He got no power. He ain't got no
He
ain't got none.
Because
Christ was the cross so that you
could
see that he has done.
That's right.
Amen. So that's why y'all see us out the box,
turning
clothes in our spirit woman, spirit man, doing all of that, coming back with a whole bunch of stuff.
You be like, how you get that?
Well.
So remember who you are.
Yeah.
You are daughters and sons
of the Most High God. We really want to represent it. We're going to stand to remind you, you too can be blamed. Thank you so much for watching
Gracias
us.
Gracias for listening.
Yes, for listening. Thank you to our blog, radio listeners, with us for almost 99 podcasts. So listen, make sure that the blog will be held at the King's New Worship Center, 2851 Evans Avenue, that's Fort Worth, Texas, 76104. And we will see you there. Yes. To God be the glory. We're so excited. Yes. So I pray that my Marlon Mosley people is able to see it. If not, go to R. Kelly, Anthony Michelle's page. You can see the full show, but I don't know what's going on. Don't pray for me, because I want to throw this phone in the trash. Okay? Hello.
Love you. See
Love you guys, too.
Conference.